I'm here with a display from the Penobscot East Resource Center. It's focusing on their hatchery, and this hatchery is specifically geared toward Zone C, I believe. And it's been going on a number of years, and there are a number of folks here that are here to describe some of the activities of the actual hatchery itself. Can you tell me what are in these two aquariums here?
Those are lobsters that have been reared in the hatchery. They're 6 months old, and we've kept them longer just for educational displays like you're seeing here.
Is that about the age that you've been releasing them?
No, not at all. We release them between 2 and 3 weeks old.
Now, is there a certain level of mortality that you try to make them not so small that they're too easily consumed, yet not too large that it's just a lot of expense on your end of things? Or how do you decide what size to release them?
Well, we have gone for the lower end, the end where it's cheaper to produce and you release many, many of them. But in Great Britain, for example, they do just the opposite. They may raise them for over 3 months and release a larger animal, figuring that the survival would be better.
Now, the seafloor in Zone C, is it primarily rocky and not a mud type bottom?
Well, it's got both, but it's got plenty of what we consider good nursery bottom, which is cobble.
There's lots of hiding places for these guys.
There are, but the reason why we are releasing lobsters at all is that the fishermen have determined that the bottom in Zone C is underutilized as far as young juveniles are concerned.
Now, could you come up with a theory as to why?
No. rather, there are lots of theories floating around. We're sure it's natural causes, but is it wind? Is it current? Is it temperature? No one knows, really.
But regardless, there was a pretty low density of young lobsters on the bottom there?
That's what the scientists have determined, and that's what the fishermen have been seeing as well.
Is there any way for you to track these lobsters that you release? Do you have any kind of dye marker, anything that would persist from that age to when they're catchable?
There are, and as you say, because they're very small, a lot of the tagging methods don't work. What we're looking into is genetic tracking, and that's been underway for a couple seasons now. And we're starting to get some information from that now, but it'll be a few more years before there's really anything we can report.
I've heard of that sort of little innocuous genetic marker that's unique and obviously going to be that creature, whichever it is. Huh. All right, and so how many lobsters would you reckon you have put into the waters there?
Well, since the beginning in 2006, we've released over 212,000 in Zone C.
How large a water body are we talking about then? How big is that zone?
Here we go.
So is there, I see Zone C is broken into a number of different places. It's Upper Penobscot Bay, and it looks like half of Blue Hill Bay.
Right, half of Blue Hill Bay, and gets out into the outlying islands as well. Vinyl Haven, North Haven, Pilaho, out to McTinicus, actually.
So it's a very large area, a lot of different habitat types then.
There are.
And do you, as far as the stock, the breeding stock goes, do you try to, are they a mix of lobsters from different areas? Or how do you select the brood lobsters?
Well, we don't maintain our own. What we have is a special license with the Department of Marine Resources, which allow certain fishermen to land eggers, as they call them, egg-bearing females. And we take what we get, I should say. Some of them are large and some are small. And
have you noticed any mortality difference between the eggs of young lobsters and older lobsters, or is it kind of lost in the data detail at this point?
I think in general the bigger lobsters will have healthier eggs and progeny. The smaller ones are generally maybe their first or second spawning, and as in other animals, sometimes those first reproductive efforts aren't the best quality.
So at what age will these lobsters that you've released, what age do they become commercially viable, given situation's not changing in terms of food and temperature, I guess?
Oh, maybe the first ones will reach that size in 4 years, but most of them it'll take, you know, between 5 and 7 years before they're of commercial size.
Does it feel unusual putting something in the water now that you know you're going to have to, everyone will have to wait years and years to use?
Well, it doesn't feel unusual to me since I've been in aquaculture for some time, but I think for most fishermen, that's a whole different attitude.
So it's a very sound investment then as far as the lobstermen of the area are concerned?
Yeah, I would think so.
And there's a... I know a fellow, Marston Brewer, who was doing some scallop enhancement work. Is he still working over there in the Stonington area?
He is in Stonington, yes.
Yeah. Do you know, is he still doing those spat collections?
I honestly don't know. I just know that he's still in the area.
Oh, okay. So how is the hatchery sustaining itself economically then? I presume Ted's startup money only went so far.
Well, no, it actually has nothing to do with Ted's money. The fishermen themselves initiated the whole effort. We depend on donations from the towns that are in Zone C. The fishermen's co-op has a lot of in-kind donations. The building that the hatchery is housed in is their property. They pay for all the electricity involved.
Well, it sounds like an awfully good sign of trust and belief in what you're doing then.
It is, yes. It's definitely a communal effort.
Do you all three of you work in the actual hatchery itself?
Dennis works in the hatchery, and I'm the office manager, and Holly's the administrative assistant. We have the office part for the hatchery. We deal with the paperwork, and we just help them, assist them as much as we can. They do the science and the things.
Have to interact with DMR as an aquaculture process as a hatchery?
We certainly do,
yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. As you know, it's illegal to land egg-bearing lobsters.
Right.
So we need a specialized license for that, and anybody who handles those lobsters, even these, we need permission from the DMR to hold.
It must feel odd coming in, even with a license, with a with a tote full of buried lobsters.
We get a lot of questions. A lot of people ask, how can you do that, and is that legal? And that was a little short, and we explained that we do have that ability to do that. We go into the schools with small, where an educational opportunities present themselves as well. We go into, we've done in many of the Zone C schools, actually. We have a hatchery and school program, and we really try to help and work. We've done fourth graders, fifth graders, third graders, K through 8 school, so it's, we've gotten financial support from 7 district towns, 7 towns within Zone C last year. There was Brooklyn and Sedgwick and Deer Isle, Stonington, Isle of Howe, Brooksville, Brooklyn, and North Haven and Vinyl Haven. And this year we already have support from Deer Isle and Stonington, $5,000 each. In Brooksville just last week, we had asked for $2,000 on their town warrants, and they actually on the floor gave us $3,000. So we have a tremendous support from the communities, and this is a community organization. This is came about from fishermen, and fishermen support it. We do appeals 2 to 3 times a year. We to all Zone C fishermen, there's over 970 of them, and we ask for $100 from each of them. And of course, we don't get it from every one of them, but we get, they do what they can.
You said it helps you keep going along, and it's also obviously valuable matching money whenever you reach out into the funding world.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I've been here. This is my 4th year, and I'm just amazed. We get a bigger pool of fishermen all the time to help us with both bringing in eggers, as well as helping with releases or taking out divers. You know, there's a whole collaborative effort, and you know, it's definitely grown.
All right. Well, look. Thank you very much, and good luck.